Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
I'm surprised you're here. You've been toeing the line of a mental health break.
What?
Yeah. I think you're next. If there had to be like some sort of lottery, or not even a lottery, a pool of...
Go on.
I think you're due for a mental health break. I think you're toeing a line of insanity.
Go on.
What do you mean?
I feel like there's more to this.
No, there's not more to that.
This is the face you make when you are saying a setup for a joke. You're so antsy and you like rush it, and I can see like your cheeks twitching. You want me to say something so you can say the real punchline. You think I'm due for a mental health break.
Maybe menstrual health break.
There it is.
You're on your period. Your vagina is having a period right now.
Yeah. You look like...
Yeah?
You look like Dr. Lipschitz from Rugrats. Remember him?
He was like Lamaze doctor.
That's like your trajectory.
Is Dr.
Lipschitz... Best case scenario.
A world famous best-selling author that every woman loved, every mom loved.
Pull him up.
Lipschitz? I know what he looks like. I could draw him verbatim.
You look like...
But a lot of people are probably picturing Mr. Dink from Doug.
That's my worry. I need a visual representation.
Your shape is like you live in Bluffington. Your nose.
What does that mean?
You look like a Doug character. You look like
Chalky Studebaker. You look like Dr. Lipschitz.
Dr. Lipschitz ruled.
He had a key shape. What was his head shaped like?
Like a key.
Like a key.
No, you need a menstrual health break, pussy.
You look like...
You're having a period.
You look like...
Right now.
You have an ellipses on your mons pubis.
What's that mean?
You have three periods.
It's funny that like the shows women like are Bridgerton and Downton Abbey, and they're called period pieces because they're, you know, it's set in
the
time.
I'm sure they'll get some laughs out of the people that resonates with.
All women like those shows.
Never heard of them.
My mom is obsessed with Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, I've heard of.
My mom has been pissing me the fuck off.
Is silent.
What?
It's spelled downtown.
Yeah.
And I should have said the second W.
I don't think it's spelled downtown. I think it's Downton. This is going to rock. I'm up on you like 253 to 6 or 7.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Downton isn't a word.
I mean, it's a proper noun. Any jumble of letters, if it's a capital letter, will be a word. Do you have to say something to me? Just say sorry.
I know. I'm trying to.
What? You're like on the ninth O of Google trying to prove a point. Brother, give up at the fourth O.
All right. Let me get a W. You said you're trying to claim that you try to make a relatable statement on the yak today that like every kid or most kids have seen their dad's dick. which is true, but you you try to claim that it was in the basement shower.
Yeah, not even the basement shower. Like the spigot that's out of the wall. It's just like a spigot, and then a drain, and then a loose toilet.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
I believe that you had one, but it's not like a thing.
I've had swarms of people in my DM saying, I had that, I had that. Look up. There's a Wikipedia page on it. It's called a Pittsburgh toilet.
No, it's not.
Look, Wikipedia.
Anyone can call anything something. That's like calling...
It has its own Wikipedia page.
So you're saying what you had is called a Pittsburgh toilet.
I had a Pittsburgh toilet.
Yeah.
It's a shower head, a drain, and a loose toilet. All in one. So I could be taking a shit and having the shower on with my little footsies. Getting hot water. Look up Pittsburgh toilet.
I believe it's the name of something, but that's like calling Paul No Legs Hankish a Pittsburgh mobster.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying it is a thing, and you guys looked
there's
at me.
There's one of them.
No, it's in a lot of homes.
So you can call, it's like calling Heinz Field, Pittsburgh Heinz Field. Yeah, one exists.
No, there was a lot of Pittsburgh. There's a Wikipedia page on
Shout
it.
Out the Whippeel, District 7, one of like the best regions for Pittsburgh or for athletics in the world.
Okay.
It's a hotbed.
You care so much about high school sports.
I did that last time and people loved it.
People?
District 3 PA.
You should see my DMs right now. Just be like, those guys owe you an apology. They made you sound crazy. You guys gaslit me into thinking that a stray spigot doesn't exist.
A spigot?
Yes, a spigot.
How many letters and what's the fifth letter?
Probably a G.
No, my mind's on crosswords.
Why?
Eras and odes and eons and asps and aloes and ales.
Yeah, those are like...
Oars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What are you getting at with this?
I don't know.
See? And then we hit a conversation doldrum because you go off on a tangent that'll last 2 seconds.
How did you decided to start the podcast instead of recapping what happened to Clayton Kershaw, what happened with the subway, like pop culture relevant topics, you decided to do the menstrual joke.
Our shows are evergreen, baby. See? Again. Rebut. All I'm asking is for a rebuttal. I beg you to rebut.
What do you want me to say? Our show, yeah, okay.
We're evergreen, for the most part.
Is that a joke?
No. I'm being dead serious, besides the Reggie shit. I want to take that off the feed. Imagine being like, start from the beginning. They're like, what the fuck is this?
No one's doing that.
What a bad podcast that
was.
No one's
doing that.
So now we're just bad, but it was bad back then.
Yeah, it was.
No, I wanted to bring up, we walked home from work yesterday together. And both of our moms called us over the same shit, that they felt like they've been neglected. My mom called me and she tried to guilt me. She was like, you're neglecting me. I was like, well, fucking, what do you want from me? I'm at work.
Yeah.
I work a long day. And my dad also lives in New York, but they're still together, my parents.
You said our moms called us over the same
your mom,
shit.
Your mom.
No, your mom called us over the same shit.
Your mom called. Shut the fuck
Not
up.
Not our mom.
Shut the fuck up. Your mom texted you about it and you just didn't respond.
Yeah.
But my mom called me pissed that I was neglecting her. And I was like, Mom, what do you want? Like, she's like, well, you see your dad. My dad lives in New York, moved to New York. My mom's staying in West Virginia to take care of my rapidly aging grandma. And she should do the same shit I'm doing, which is ignore your mom. And moved to New York.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off. So I hung up on her.
Yeah, I never understood taking care of someone older than you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any damn sense. Will you take care of your parents when they get real, real old?
It's just not how it is. This is the not human nature.
What? Are you answer. Talk to me. Converse.
I don't know.
What are you sipping on?
That fudgy wudgy.
Fudgy the beer.
You're drinking fudgy the beer. What's the alcohol content in that?
It's 9.
You know, we make fun of you for the beers you drink, and then you come in here with a tall boy fudgy the beer.
How is that different? Say if you went to my house and there were, like, say you go to an alcoholic's house, he's a recluse, and you see 100 Bud Light cans all over his studio apartment. It looks pathetic.
Okay.
That's the scene of the crime. He's dead.
Okay.
He died of cirrhosis.
Like sure.
Early stage.
Yes.
Passed away.
Okay.
Abruptly.
Right.
Say the same thing happens to me. You go into my studio apartment. There's only 12 Fudgy the Whales, but it killed me, but it looks a lot more... like less pathetic.
Wrong. Because that makes you look aesthetic. Like a lightweight that died after 12 Fudgy the Whales, dude. That is pathetic.
No, it's always gross when like something's littered with the same thing.
Yes. I agree. But like, you think for a stronger beer, they should have a more masculine logo or can.
No, that's like an old classic birthday cake.
Right.
Fudgy the Whale.
Right. But now that's Fudgy the beer, and is it good?
No.
Okay. All right, good to know. We just got back from San Antonio. Been busy. Did you like San Antonio, Texas?
It was... What do you think? So I said my piece.
So we went from Kansas to San Antonio.
San Antonio, it was cool, I think, to the eye.
It has that river walk.
Yeah, like a Venetian.
It was, but then you realize how artificial it is. It was almost like walking through the river rapids of Kennywood.
It was.
Everything
and
was.
Like, it was like we were like a 12 to 14 years behind.
Well,
and
we were 14 years ahead. We went out to like a piano bar and they were still, there was like the hottest dude there was getting all the women's attention was like doing push-ups with a beer me
no,
on
I was
groom
wearing
shirt.
The King of Prussia Apple shirt.
That shirt's a bit big.
I wore it last episode.
Yes.
So it's on purpose.
I don't know if we talked about this, but the first picture you posted in that tee, did you guys see
we
it?
Did,
it was him
we
holding
did.
The duck shirt? Mm-hmm. Did we talk about that on the pod?
Yes.
No.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did. That was like the whole podcast.
Was about the ducks.
Being off a duck, and I was wearing the King of Prussia.
But when you posted the shirt.
We talked about that.
The razor?
The razor?
You bought a hair clipper, and it was sitting on the counter out of the box in the bathroom in the photo. Your beard didn't change.
It was my dick.
Why'd you shave your dick in Texas?
I thought I was going to get pussy.
What?
Did you not think that?
I didn't bring...
Oh, you don't think in those terms.
But you made a stop at a Walmart so you could buy that... Trimmer. I thought it was to trim your face.
No. Dick and balls.
You made us reroute the rental car so you could go shave your dick.
Yeah.
Was it that hairy? How long's it been?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Wait, Kyle has pubes.
Wait a minute. What the? Wait, no, he planted it then. You fucking planted that.
Yeah. So what? So what is it?
I think you planted it, so you
so
fooled
so here's right, your you here's me. Your options.
Oh,
I
this
have
is to, so we would think you shave.
I pubes. Have pubes. So is what you're saying?
You set me up. Okay, you get one. The score's now what?
Either I have pubes or I got pussy.
What do you mean you got pussy? Why is that?
That's,
one, why
that's
is that?
The
one of the
that's
two
your
options?
Ultimatum.
Why is that one?
Because you're
two
accusing
options?
Me of buying a razor to try to fuck a girl.
No, I think you bought a trimmer to fool me into thinking you had pubes, which you did. Congrats. But
I can't tell who won this.
I did. But
no, Kyle's right. You got to choose.
Yeah. So wait, it's black
Does
and white
he have
in
pubes
your brain?
Or did he get pussy?
Do I have pubes or did I get pussy?
Look him in the eyes.
That can't just be the two options.
No, yeah, it is.
Why?
It is.
I don't. This is a lose-lose for me.
Stop trying to be an intellectual.
Nuh-uh, it's a win-win for him.
You're right. I think it can't just be black and white.
Yeah, it can.
What?
Oh, man.
I can't even tell you one thing we've talked about.
No,
so far.
No, I think we have to start over.
No.
Or like cut half and then start from there.
No. Let's keep going. Over the past week, my favorite Barstool employee dropped my favorite piece of Barstool content ever. Do you know what it was?
What?
It was Chris Castellani walking out of the Detroit Tigers game. Do you see how mangled his hat was?
No, I didn't see it.
He had the most mangled hat in the world.
It, Was it chewed? It was almost like when you think mangled, you think torn up, ripped to some type of shred.
Yes.
His hat was more hat.
Yeah. It somehow broke and there was
broken,
more of it.
And it was extra hat.
It was like he dropped his hat into a loom and he was like, oh, fuck.
Into a loom. And
yeah,
it just grew.
Added more to the hat.
Fuck, this hat's more hat.
I'm pulling it up now. Did you ever used to rub yours on the curb to get like the frayed lid?
Oh, yeah.
But now you can buy it.
But it was the most astounding thing. His hat is broken, but there's more of it.
Yeah, it just grew as a hat.
Yeah, just like, oh, fuck, my hat's broken. Look how much more hat there is. Yeah, it was like the opening day video. The best. I was enamored by the hat.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
But you're a sucker for hat anomalies.
I am. Well, you, this will be coming out before the Live Dozen event, but you're wearing a really, really tiny hat to the Dozen Live.
Don't spoil.
And you got it early.
No spoilers.
You got it today. I want to spoil a tiny bit. You got the tiny hat today, and you immediately lost it. And this hat is so small. Where did you find that? Wait a minute. We were looking everywhere around the office for your tiny hat that you lost in 3 seconds. You guys know we lost it, right?
Yeah.
Did you know we found it?
No.
You and Jeff D'Lo were scrambling everywhere, looking in every nook and cranny, every corner.
It was on my head under my hat. It was so... That's the thing. Well, that just shows you that how small of a hat it is. I didn't fucking feel it. And you know what?
You had Jeff looking everywhere in the office.
He was.
The hat was under your other hat.
Yeah.
Do you have it on you?
It's not on my head under my hat anymore, but it's Jeff has it.
Jeff has your
head. Yeah.
Was Jeff pissed? You had him looking everywhere.
Uh-huh. My scalp nearly an itch.
It was under your hat. Oh, my God. But it was so typical of you to like, all right, Jeff, like, he handed it to you just to look at, just to hold. Mm-hmm. And then you lost it immediately. Just like your backpack, just like your alien mask. Mind you, the alien mask is not the item that could destroy you in the backpack, is it?
No. And it turns out it wasn't in there.
The item that
thank God, yeah.
Somewhere is
it? This is the boys at Kansas, the Sig Kai boys.
They thought that was...
The Sig Hollow boys?
The Sig Kai boys.
Sig Kai boys?
The Sig Hollow boys.
What's that?
Sig Kyle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Sig Kyle.
Sig Kyle?
Mm-hmm. You had an interesting item in your suitcase.
What was it? Are we trying to start something else?
I don't know.
No, my suitcase was this big for like 2 weeks. I was disgusting by the end of that trip. I had to leave back. I didn't bring home the duck cups that were $50
each. You had a Ta-Nehisi Coates book in your luggage.
What is that?
It's what you would look like if you were black.
What? All right. I guess I'll Google that. But first, today's episode, Kyle, brought to you by whom?
Raising Cane's.
Game time.
Game time.
Game time. The guys who are right across from us?
No, it's another app.
Oh.
Yeah, Game Time. It's the new exclusive ticketing partner, Barstool Sports, created by fans for fans. It's a new ticketing app that allows easier to score last-minute tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. If you had to have one ticket on your person right now, what would you get?
A ticket to any show or concert of all time.
Yeah. I just bought my mom tickets to Mrs. Doubtfire for her birthday. You forgot your mom's birthday 2 years in a row.
Yeah, now she has to go to Mrs. Doubtfire.
She wanted to go to Mrs. Doubtfire.
She doesn't want to go to Mrs. Doubtfire.
She told me earlier.
Nobody actually wants to go to a play.
She loves plays.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I promise. And I got her the ticket.
I do believe that. I've been to a play.
You're mad.
I loved it.
Shut up. You're mad you forgot your mom's birthday 2 years in a row and your sister's 1 year in a row.
I'm not mad. Oh, yeah.
You're mad.
I was mad.
You thought it was a plot against you?
Yeah, because if they wanted me to know, they would let me know. That's something you drop in the group chat.
You drop that it's your birthday?
Or we're in a family group chat.
You should know your family member's birthday.
Do you?
Yes. What's your sister's birthday? Name the date. Mine's April 20. My sister's is April 28th. It's the same exact year and day the iPod Classic came out. That's how I remember it. April 28th, 1999. Little sister, iPod Classic. What about you? You can remember who Texas defeated the general in the Alamo.
You could tell me the state capital of Burundi.
Sister's birthday?
Antonio de Padua, Maria Severino Blanco, de Santa Ana, y Perez de Lebron.
And be sure to download the Game Time app, guys.
Gatiga.
Oh, man. Any promo codes? Nah. Mm-hmm. But thank you to Game Time. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Fuck. We had merch come out, and we need people to buy that. Because the last couple drops, not good looks for the boys. Mm-mm. So, yeah, that's just a little, just peppering that in there. We should sponsor one of our episodes. Wear our merch.
That wouldn't do anything.
Why not? We don't raise awareness enough at all. And by we, I mean you.
Oh my god.
Anything else you want to talk?
Can't
you want to
carry it out?
Carry what out?
This.
I'm done. I was just going to pepper in that a little bit.
The whole podcast.
Why?
I'm done.
Why are you done?
I'm done.
No, baby.
So we're recording this on a Wednesday. As we typically do. We have a video coming out tonight. We went to San Antonio. We were there for like a day and a half before this boxing match.
Yeah, we were.
And we decided to try to film something. And we didn't exactly know what we were filming. And so what you're seeing is just a kind of a random stream of what we did.
But which was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nothing. We made the most of it. What we wanted to do was take in as much of the city as possible. So we went to a art museum, some restaurants. And that's really it.
That was it. We went to an art museum and two restaurants.
Right. And we had this big idea, this big grand idea that we were going to like do some sort of like investigative journalism piece.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just read Ta-Nehisi Coates and...
Stop! What is that?
You wanted to be some type of like highbrow like journalist.
Did you disagree with it?
With what?
The idea.
The yes.
What are you talking about? You were on board.
You look like Dr. Lipschitz.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is hilarious because you also look like Chucky Finster's dad.
Chucky Finster's dad. What was his name? Carl?
Black Widow?
So fucking, that's what I'm saying.
What is happening? This shit's easy, dog. I just said something that made no sense. Y'all laugh. Y'all cracking up.
Yeah, at the absurdity of it. You can't make that
that's
the norm.
And that's something you can't teach.
Yes, you can. You just said a random
thing. Because anybody can just say a random like nothingness, and but they won't get laughs. You have to really cherry pick when you use that.
I think you're using it as a crutch. We posted that clip of the Goth Hooters, which was real. We never got the name of it.
That was real?
Yeah, it was right above us, dude.
I don't fucking pay attention.
At all.
Yeah, it was some girl we interviewed.
She was a crystal peddler.
I'm not going to pay attention to a crystal peddler.
Honestly, we might have accidentally walked into a riddle because we walked under a bridge and there was a crystal peddler. And she was showing us her wares. And then she was like, you know, there's a Goth Hooters above us. And we just like left her. I might have stolen a crystal from her.
Peddler sounds like a creative way to put like meth dealer on a resume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. No, she was just like a hippie chick. And she told us about the Goth Hooters. And then you did that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, KB's humor is now 100% sounds.
That was a maneuver combined with a sound.
Sure, maneuver.
Yeah, a little maneuver. Offensive also, like, to say the sound.
Louis C.K.'s humor is 100% sounds. Granted, they're
Louis
jokes.
Louis C.K.? You need to start hearing things instead of just reading them.
Wait, what?
It's Louis.
Yeah, that's his nickname.
No, L-O-U-I-S is Louis.
It's Louis.
Mm-mm.
Another W for me.
No, L-O-U-I-S
his
is
His name
Louis.
Is Louis.
His name's
the
Louis.
Show is Louis.
Right, but if you spell it out,
you
L-O-U-I-S,
call someone named Louis Louis. No, that's
Louis.
Commonplace.
No, that's Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
don't. Fuck.
You thought he was French.
L O U I S. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah. I E would be Louis.
But this is just getting pathetic, dude.
You're a sound guy. I'm trying to string together words. I'm trying to chug the fucking podcast along.
Yeah,
and you're a sound guy. And then you try to say it's a maneuver.
Yeah.
No. Act. Sound plus maneuver is act.
You're cranky.
Funniest part of that to me was his arms.
His
arms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could have watched that thing on mute.
Guess who directed him to
exactly.
do that. Guess who directed him
no,
to
you
do
didn't
that.
What?
I said, Kyle, do the Scooby-Doo run. And did you? Hardly.
That wasn't a Scooby-Doo run.
But if I say to do a Scooby-Doo run, that's kind of it.
No, I would wag my tail. Like I just got...
From the show Scooby-Doo, not the character Scooby-Doo. I wanted you to be like Shaggy or Fred. I'd obviously be Velma. You got to respond, man.
No, I don't.
You do. It's a podcast.
Yeah, you would be Velma.
Thank you. It's a back and forth, and sometimes you just look down and don't say anything.
Yeah, if I think that would make it better than me responding, then I'm doing whatever is best for the show.
It's a podcast, and you think best for the show is not talking?
Yeah, sometimes I'm a risk-reward weigher. And I do it so fast.
Give me the process. Give me the thought process.
I can calculate risks versus rewards, weigh the statistics, weigh the algorithms, weigh the permutations, subtract the permutations if need be, multiply them if necessary.
So give me what went through your head when I said
that. So I was like, if I could respond to your joke that you look like Velma, which I don't even know, is that a joke?
I was being dead serious.
And then I was thinking, what could I possibly say instantaneously?
Sure.
And then I thought about it, and it was the only thing that came to mind was more like Selma, California, the suburb of Fresno. And instead, I decided to be silent.
You should have done more like Selma.
More like Selma.
Selma Blair, the actress?
Hayek.
That's Salma.
We
never do sounds.
Never do sounds. I don't do sounds.
Let's spiral into a realistic fight.
I'm on the cusp.
Me too.
Yeah?
I think you I don't have to act.
You don't think he's being a pussy, do you?
I think he needs a fucking menstrual health
break.
Do
you think he's being a pussy?
Give me a talking point. Come on, man.
You start one.
I'm trying.
We don't have anything. That happens.
Yeah, but we have to have something.
Yeah, and then we'll get it.
All right, we'll get it. Is there any doctors from Rugrats that I look exactly like?
Lipshit. You look like I would imagine Dewey Decimal looks like.
Me?
If that was a person. The guy who was named after.
Dewey.
Yeah.
Why? Glasses?
I don't know.
I'm getting LASIK this year. This better get used to that.
I don't get the... I kind of get it if you're like... If it's a nuisance to your day-to-day life?
It is. I can't see without an apparatus.
Yeah.
I'm blind as fuck without this.
No.
A very losable, breakable object. How is that not a nuisance?
I mean, it's not.
It is.
You probably don't even feel the glasses on your face anymore. And you need them. Put them back on.
No. I've worn glasses since first grade. And I'm tired of it.
I think the people who interact with you need you to wear them.
No.
Because I can't right now. It looks weird.
No, you better get used to it. Because I'm tired. I want to wear other accessories.
Counterpoint, I don't want to.
I want to wear other... I'm a hat guy and a glasses guy. Already I look incognito.
Whenever I...
And a beard guy.
Why do you want to be cognito?
I look like a creator character.
You want to be cognito?
They want everything. I want to be cognito.
Why?
Because, dude, I don't want to... I want to be able
No, to... you want to be incognito. See what I mean, dude? That made no sense. Owen's cracking up.
No, I'm done with those. I'm actually going to go glassesless until...
You want to be in incognito. You want to be fucking Richie. It'd be the only time your you'd be fucking rich.
Now you could say, like, that was an offensive line.
You say it. No. Actually, I like that. Let's run that back.
Kyle, that was an offensive line.
No. Let's run from the top. From the top. All right. Why would you want to be incognito?
No, he wants to be cognito.
I want to be cognito. Wait, are you dead serious? You want to redo all of that?
So you want to be the inverse of incognito.
Oh, God. Yes, I do.
So in incognito.
No, we don't need to run that back. I think the people got the gist there.
Run it back. Be like more urban.
How?
More urban?
You've been breaking out into jazz standards lately.
It's Friday night and the moon is right.
No.
How was Keith Urban?
That was not a jazz standard.
Oh, you said that was Keith
Urban.
He's
been freestyling jazz songs. So we did a Barstool Shopping Network yesterday, and we had to change socks for a part of it.
Of course.
So I grabbed Kyle's socks, and I was like, oh, wrong pair of socks. And he just goes, ooh, wrong pair of socks. And that's what it was. And you just kept on doing that for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Hey!
How'd it go?
Dude, my thing said to laughs gotten ratio would rival a...
Would rival.
You guys were about to laugh regardless of what I said, which is humbling. Now that I think about it, I've been like consciously aware of when people laugh at me, and it's always they start laughing before the punchline comes. And so
that should make you self-conscious.
Yeah, I know. That means it doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter.
But it's all based on your face.
I disagree. I'm so confident in your punchline. I know. I'm just on the edge of my seat.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's not that I don't need it.
No, I know. I got you. Yeah. I got you. You're laughing right now.
Because I'm pissed because it's true.
It just makes me wonder. Either I'm like the least talented person in the world, or I have transcended talent to a point that I am almost a superior life form.
You've been bringing up that you're God a lot.
I have been.
You were so, just an ethereal form of entertainment.
Ever since I did fake shrooms that were probably DMT, I've been like, you hear about people like they do like a hallucinogenic or a trip, whatever
yeah.
A trip drug.
Yeah.
And so, they...
ego death.
Mine was the opposite. Whatever makes your ego go fucking skyrocket.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you brought up, you know how horrified I am of planes. On the plane back from Texas, you were like, if this goes down, everybody will die except me.
No, I fantasized about that, which
what
might
the fuck?
Be worse.
That's worse.
Well, here, like, imagine being the only one to survive a commercial plane crash.
I'd be riddled with survivor's guilt.
I understand human emotions, and I know when to feel guilt. Or when I should act like I feel guilt, not then.
What would you feel?
I think that is the ultimate situation a human being can be in.
What? Be surrounded by death? Survive a fucking plane crash?
You're the only one who survived.
Yeah? Why would you want that?
That would be amazing.
An amazing feel.
You're a miracle.
That would be horrible.
You're a miracle.
A what?
A miracle?
You were saying a miracle.
It's miracle.
No, it ain't.
Miracle?
Miracle.
Like the cat? Miracle?
Miracle.
No, it isn't.
It's not miracle.
Yeah, it is.
Miracle.
Yes.
Say it again.
Miracle.
Are you hearing this?
Is that wrong?
Yeah, dude. It's miracle.
No, miracle. You're going too hard on the E.
You're saying miracle.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wait, if it's not an old miracle, it's a...
If it's not an old miracle?
Yeah, the opposite of an old miracle.
A new miracle?
Well, no, it would be like a new common occurrence. Like a new mundane thing.
Because he says miracle.
He says miracle.
But it's new miracle, new miracle.
Oh, you're
and
right.
You're saying miracle.
That's two different words.
Sure is, but you're not saying a word. You're saying miracle.
You're doing like a straw man's fallacy.
How so? You've just been wanting to drop straw man's fallacy.
It's a logical fallacy.
An illogical fallacy.
That's not a word.
Illogical?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a word?
It's a word.
Yeah, obviously.
God.
Update the scores. Today's episode is also brought to you by... Any guesses?
Raising Cane's.
No.
Which is, it's a wonder how they're thriving, because they are, right?
Yeah.
That's Raising Cane's is thriving as a business, you say, huh? Which is odd, because that's something that is historically... been very hard to do since the book of Genesis. Even Adam and Eve couldn't quite get a hold of that.
God damn it.
But Raising Cane's is still... Oh, man.
God damn it. You might be God.
Genesis, if it would have just, the Bible was just Genesis, or if that was the start of a different book, you would think it would be awesome.
Genesis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between like the Noah's Ark, which is still fun even in adulthood to think about the prospect of every species of animal doubled and then on a single boat.
Sure.
And then it's also, it just like, there's a morbid curiosity in like finally having a child.
Okay.
Figuring it out from scratch, organically, how to conceive.
Yes.
And then that child murders the other one, and then Seth comes along.
Sure.
That is the start of a very interesting book.
I don't think Noah's Ark was in Genesis.
Oh, another L for Nick. Nick, at this point, I actually...
Noah's Ark wasn't in Genesis?
Actually, edit this out, because I don't want Nick to take this many L's in one episode.
Noah's Ark was in Genesis?
Mm-hmm. What do you think it was? In Revelations?
No, but I think Genesis...
That's like
was
one
just...
of the only known things. That's, you can ask a layman. You can ask a Hindu, and they'd be like, yeah, Noah's Ark, that's the Genesis story.
No way.
That's the original story of the Bible.
No, it's not, dude.
But don't tell me that.
It's not.
How?
Noah's Ark isn't in the book of Genesis.
How in the hell?
Can we fact check this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look like a fool for
I'm
being
doing
heated.
The gym face. And wait. I'm doing the gym face.
Today's episode is brought to you by Felix Gray's, Kyle.
Ooh, Genesis chapter 6, not even deep.
Jesus Christ. Wait, was Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis? How big of a book was that? How big of a...
Genesis is a unit.
What are you talking about?
Noah's
Ark. The original Bible story.
No, but I'm saying Adam and Eve were like the first people.
And then
Noah's
Ark.
How many did that book span?
Also, I looked up Cain died when he was 107.
Cain did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was wandering.
What?
Homeless people never die.
What?
He was just a wanderer. He was wandering the wastes, wasn't he?
Are you
not?
Thinking of like the object Cain? I'm talking about the boy from the Bible.
I'm talking about the boy too. Didn't he?
He was a shepherd.
I thought he was exiled.
What?
He killed his brother.
He was bludgeoned.
He killed his brother.
Oh, Cain was... No, Cain was murdered.
Cain killed Abel.
Oh.
Yes!
Mm.
Is that it?
Yes.
Point, Nick.
There ain't no wrestler named Abel. He was named after Cain, the evil. He might have actually tried to be, I think he was him.
Mm.
Felix Gray's, though, non-prescription or prescription available. You can go to felixgrayglasses.com/story for free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. Yeah, I like all the styles, and they really help my eyeballs. Give me a lot of protection from blue light.
Mm.
Who didn't somebody physically split custody of a kid in the Bible?
Yeah. Lazarus. No, he came back from the dead. Abraham.
Lazarus was blind and he was leperied. He was a leper.
Lazarus wasn't.
He was a leper. See?
Was he? I mean, you probably did research on this to get me.
No.
Abraham was going to split his son.
You think of like conversation as a competition.
I do.
That's so
unhealthy.
That's so unhealthy.
Yeah. You think you're God. That's way worse.
Actually, okay, I do think that, maybe. But cut the part where I talked about fantasizing about surviving a plane, being the lone survivor of a plane crash. Because we got a lot of lip shitses in the comments. They try to diagnose me. They're taking me seriously when I go on these tangents. Not a fan. Not something that I would. Not like my main. Not like the fantasy that I would have.
What's the fantasy?
What's the fantasy?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's your white whale?
I just always like go back in time and like beat the shit out of someone who disrespected me.
Really?
That's fair.
Who?
I remember some guy, it was 2000, it was at a sophomore year of college. He called me a...
You got disrespected by a homeless man. Yesterday. You fell for it.
You did too.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
He walked up to you, he said, hey, I'm blind.
Hey, I'm blind.
And you said, okay. Can I help? And he said, yeah, $1. And you said, no. And he said, fuck you and your boyfriend too. And I didn't say a word. So he was obviously able to see.
This is awesome because he just said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And
walked away and he said, and your boyfriend
you
too.
You had some grand fantasy about
God
him saying.
God damn it. No, he said that too.
He just said, fuck you.
He said, and your boyfriend too.
You wanted him to say that.
No, I didn't.
No, you wanted that to happen.
All right, you're backing me. You guys are ganging up on me now. I hope you're happy.
No, that's your fantasy is that we would gang up on you.
You have a fetish.
You want us to gang up on
you. He said, and your boyfriend too.
You have a fetish of being mistaken as my boyfriend.
He said your boyfriend.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Because I would have went buck wild if he said that.
You didn't go buck wild.
I said, fuck you back.
You did.
Then he wasn't blind.
At all. Well, no, he was blind if you thought I would be dating you.
Well, love is blind.
Yeah, you're right. Kyle, I want to pitch this to you. Owen, myself, Tyler.
Yeah.
Want to
real
do another
50 Cent right here. Your pitch is going to just dribble a couple feet forward and then roll slowly and not even hit me. It won't even hit home with me. So do the pitch.
Nah, he's going Adam Devine mode, bro.
Fuck. He's going Adam Devine.
I'm going Bush after 9/11 from the rubber right at you.
So well. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
We want to do another video diary on our way to Chicago in the car. We want to do a road trip to Chicago.
No.
Why?
Why?
No.
Why?
I'll just fly.
But it would be fun.
It'd be fun.
Car conversations are the funniest.
They are.
And we're good friends, and it'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Or you could fly and meet us there. We'll send someone with you to follow you, and they'll merge.
I would road trip.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We could stop at some stops.
Yeah.
Would you be down?
Let's leave Friday.
Saturday's Roan's rap battle.
Let's leave Friday. Yeah. I've seen your clips, brother. They're good, but I can just watch them after it happens.
I want to go support the boy. And then Sunday, it's Easter. We could drive on Easter.
With this Sunday's Easter?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And this Friday's Good Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call that good?
I think it's just like being ironic, maybe.
Yeah, it was ironic.
It was a bit.
Pretty funny.
It is funny.
Given the subject matter.
What should we call it?
I need our conversations via text to start being private.
Why?
You posted a text I sent you on your Instagram story to your fucking hordes of fans.
You do have hordes, bro.
It was me. I took a picture of you on the subway.
Yeah, with like you photoshopped a Pokemon.
I didn't Photoshop it. That was from... the AR interface.
I must have had some like false respect for Pokemon being like some like complex world of creatures.
I'm gonna stop you right now.
You sent me an ice cream cone.
It was a Vanellish.
From an Acer computer program built in with the PC.
It was a Vanellish. It's the middle evolution. It's an ice Pokemon. They do look like ice cream cones. Yeah, that was one of the first Pokemon designed by an American. Ice cream cone.
So that's a Pokemon? Just one is just an ice cream cone.
Well, the first one's one scoop, the second one's two scoops, the third one's a double cone.
So the Pokemon world is just like a girl toddler imagination.
What if this species
open-ended we can do anything we want with it because it's not real. What if one was an ice cream cone?
That's the magic of it. And guess what type of Pokemon
I just don't
it is.
Get. I get the appeal of things like that.
And
but
first
if
of all,
one is an ice cream cone with a face, how do you like respect that community?
That's creative, dude. It's art. It's high art, even. And I was taking a picture of my Vanillish, and you happened to be in the background. But I got some stray DMs making fun of you for your post.
What did they make fun of
and
me
they,
for?
They said you look like a Larvitar, which is a Pokemon, and you look exactly like it.
You put a picture of me in a filter and ran it through some programs and then reverse imaged it with like a code. You did.
I had two people say Kyle looks like a Larvitar.
You did that yourself.
No, I can show you the DM. Bzz. And you do look like it a lot.
A Larvitard?
Yeah. Tar. You don't need to add a D.
A Larvitar?
Yeah.
I guess it's a little better. Oh. Yeah, he's sleek.
You look like him.
I'll take that.
Owen.
Owen, yeah. Look up from your phone from what you were doing to look at this Larvitar that Nick thinks I look at.
Yeah, that's got to be KB.
I'm just saying. We all have Pokemon we look like. You're Larvitard. We don't have to use any of that. Do you think if they made a Barstool movie, they'd combine our characters into one person?
Has that ever been done?
It happens all the time in movies. They combine two people that kind of have moments, but into one more relevant being.
How?
Like in the Motley Crue Dirt movie, that like their manager was two people in real life. No, like they would just cast one person to play us.
How would that ever work? Like, who would believe that?
Well, people don't know the real story. So if they watch this movie, this person would have both of our traits.
He's taking on two roles?
No, Kyle. They're just playing one person. They just fictitiously combine the person. Yeah.
Into what? So who would he be?
Who would play us?
You're saying this is like a trend in cinema? Or like a thing that's happened
It happens
ever?
All the time. It's like based on true stories. But if somebody is not relevant enough in the story, they combine two irrelevant people to make one slightly more relevant.
Oh, which is like a hybrid of their characteristics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like you and I would be like T.S. Eliot. I would be like the wordsmith section. You'd be transsexual like Eliot Page. And you would have the looks.
Who is T.S. Eliot?
T.S. Eliot's a very famous writer.
You're thinking of A.A. Milne.
No, I'm not. You're thinking of E.E. Cummings.
Yeah, I was. God, people just say their
no
name.
Cap.
People just say their name as anything.
See, E.E. Cummings didn't use capital letters. And so the intellectuals are going to be guffawing in their mansions at that joke. No, but why don't you go ahead and make a sound for the other half?
Do you want some of the fudgy?
No, I don't want any of the fucking.
Like it's like a dessert beer.
Why would I want a dessert beer? I have half of a watermelon Jolly Rancher. Yeah. Hoarded away in my cheek. Oh, dude, that smells awful. Owen.
He farted in it while you were gone.
Did you fart in it?
Yeah.
God damn
he farted
it.
In it.
Wait, did you, was it on camera?
Yeah.
You didn't fucking fart in that.
Yes, he did.
You got it on camera.
There's no way a fart could hold in this.
I mean, it was seeping out the past few
don't
minutes.
Don't put the clip in. Let's save that for me.
Okay.
Save that for me. Just did he put his mouth to it, though?
No, I smelled it.
You smell.
We'll check the tapes. You got close. You got in there.
I did get in there. You didn't fucking fart. I would know if you farted in there.
People are like invested in the case race we're doing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm already getting like shit talked on me.
From whom?
I'm talking it back.
What are you saying?
He's like, your IPA idea was so fucking stupid. Can't wait to watch you pussy out after your second drink, LOL.
You got to think, like, I don't know, if the demo is college age, that's the most important thing in the world is like whether or not you could have 12 beers on the spot.
No, this is like, this can make or break us. We could lose every single fan we have tomorrow.
Yeah, they correlate it with, I guess.
The amount you can drink is the correlates to your success, your as a
that, yeah,
as a man.
That was the case.
Yes, and it still is.
But I just don't get how they can't do the simple math. Whereas if I have 8 Fudgy the Beers, hypothetically,
it's more
that the, that's somehow in their eyes less impressive.
It is.
Than
case
drinking
races are quantity.
Yeah.
It's significantly less impressive.
I think alcohol percentage
though.
Is
like,
more
I think
impressive
it'd be easier to have 12 Natty Lights than 6 Raging Bitch IPAs.
Not as a race though.
Yes, still.
People are always like, "Oh, you're a pussy. You don't want a light a race, beer. You don't want a 3% beer. You pussy. You're gonna drink that 13% bottled soju instead."
So but like it's about ingesting. It's not about.
So
the
what
drunk.
Is what is the act that is like that is masculine to them?
I think the quantity of
it's
ingesting
weird that
a large
that light beer is the most masculine beer.
Yeah, it is shocking. But then, like a light like martini, like a white, like a clear vodka drink or a clear liquor drink is feminine.
That's the same logic as like, oh, it's way cooler to fucking devour 8 pieces of fried okra instead of 1 steak.
Well, is it cooler to power lift once, or is it cool to do like incline 80 pounds, not to failure?
It depends. The maintenance cool for that would be if I did it once, like 300 pound dumbbells in each hand.
That's cooler.
That would be the same level as cool as if I do 10 to 12 not to failure with 80 pound dumbbells.
Same thing.
That is like, that's the most that people ever get pissed at me is whenever I bring that up.
Well, you were sleeveless in San Antonio. Your arms were looking pretty
good.
They're getting bigger.
I figured out the secret.
Steroids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get a text from your mom the second this podcast releases.
I know.
Are you doing steroids?
I'm not on steroids.
You were talking to somebody in the office about getting them.
No, I wasn't. That's something I would never do.
Why? Everything else.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I just wouldn't. That's something I don't need. I don't need to be bulky.
You don't want to be bulky?
I don't feel like this. Bodybuilders are so weird. They're obsessed with physiques. That's so weird to me.
What I
lift because I want to like get better at the act of lifting. That's what when people get like try to get better at something, that should be the goal. I want to lift more weights.
You don't care about looking good.
I would like it's like an extra boost, but I'm trying to get better with what I lift.
So the better you are at lifting, like those power lifters,
it doesn't correlate
they're like
at all.
Fatsos.
It doesn't correlate
they're
at
like
all.
They're like the like the barrel chested fat.
Yeah,
you'd be fine looking like that?
I no, I just want to lift more weights.
But
I want to lift heavier weights. I started lifting weights when I went sober over the summer with the goal of progressing, and that's still my goal.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
It was.
Yeah, because then you'd found Kratom, and then you fell off the wagon hard and stayed on Kratom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, you didn't need to do that.
No, it was
you thought you were God back then, too.
Oh, my God. No, I did. I saw life better. No, going sober is a good idea. And that was a good idea.
Do it again.
I got to wait till it gets bad enough so that going sober feels like an entirely different drug.
Yeah. I just need to experience one of these feelings. I've never felt close to God.
Neither have I. I say I feel like I am a God.
That's what I meant.
You never felt that?
No.
Take some DMT with the boys.
You left it all in your backpack in Kansas.
Yeah, the remaining bit is in there if they wanted to take it.
Your backpack, you could have either left that. The contents of your backpack could have been found in a kindergarten classroom, and it would have not shocked anybody. All right, we have an alien mask, a piece of melted chocolate,
some raspberry juice. Not raspberry juice, the juice of raspberries that somehow became juice. They pureed.
They got smashed, Kyle.
Yeah.
You thought it was the heat.
Well, raspberries aren't a juicy fruit.
Yes, they are. Why did you sound like Nicolas Cage when you said that? Your raspberries are a juicy
fruit. They're not.
Look at the bottom of the container. They're filled with juice.
No, they're not a juicy fruit. They don't burst in your mouth.
Burst doesn't equate to juice.
They're furry, and they don't really... Their flavor is... It's a good flavor, but it's lacking.
They're juicy.
It's compact.
There's like the different chambers in a raspberry that are filled with juice. Mm. The same as an orange has those little containers. What?
Oh, Jesus. I'm just like retracing the past 2 weeks in my head. Like in my head, I was like proud of myself. I did all these like these good things for my career. And then I thought about what I actually did.
It was outside like, of this Barstool content bubble.
I failed to party at Sig Chi. I lost my alien mask that I wore for work, and then I went to San Antonio, pretended to be a rugrat, and...
What do you mean you pretended to be a rugrat?
I was thinking of Lipschitz, but when I did like that, like a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. It's your job, though.
It sucks.
Yeah,
but it doesn't suck. It's an awesome job.
We have
job.
Zero...
It kind of sucks to like know that your job is just nothing.
Knowing that and knowing that, like, yeah, while my friends are proud of me, they probably look down on this immensely.
Yeah.
Like, damn, like, that's so embarrassing what he's doing. There was one comment on our vlog that just said 30. Yeah. Video diary. And they just said 30. And I was, what do you say back to that? Nuh-uh.
We're 29, by the way.
Sure.
I'm getting out in front of it because I'm going to do it next year. because that's why I did it. I said, I'm 30 and still doing this, LOL.
Do you think
I'm going to be 30 next year and so I can just have another year?
Maybe we can do a video of you going back to Kansas to get your mask back.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
No, because on the way to the airport, we were all just like, all right, let's agree to never go back here.
Mm-hmm. To Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kansas was bad. Probably the worst state.
Over
one
Nebraska?
Of the worst. No, it's one of the worst. It was just bad. Like the people were nice. They just didn't have a culture.
Yeah.
Like
really
you, like no sometimes
identity.
I respect like cultures that are like negative more than something that just is a lack of culture. San Antonio.
Go ahead.
It felt like a custom spoiler on a Nissan Sentra gained sentience, went to Aeropostale, bought it out, and then posted a recommendation on Facebook for a local off-brand Sky Zone trampoline park that's cheaper for the kid's birthday.
Yeah, it did feel exactly like that. That was perfect.
Some big red lips.
Your lips were so red for the past 2 weeks.
I know, and I wasn't drinking or consuming anything with red dye.
You had a big red margarita.
But it was when I was on the roof, you told me I looked like I had red lips.
You did have red lips on the roof. Rewatch that clip. It was
like,
the reddest lips I've ever
had. Now I'm just going to be self-conscious. Like, well, my lips are just oddly red.
You had a full handle of Pink Whitney.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Almost.
No, I didn't.
You had about 1 to 2 sips of it. I just remembered that part.
What happened to the rest of it?
Fell.
Where? Where'd it fall?
Falling is subjective.